You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.
Can I just start the podcast this week by bringing up something that's just happened as we've completed the program?
No, because we are trying to be clean.
No, this is clean. This is clean, right? I'm not alluding to the fact that he may have let something rip. What happened was...
What did I just say?
I'm just saying that could...
Do we really need to discuss this?
Yes, we do. Because what did you say again just then?
In a subtle way? I didn't say anything.
No, you did. You looked at us and you looked as though you'd had let one rip.
Well, and I just looked at you both and I was I'll tell you what I said.
You said it.
I know, I'll tell you what I said. I looked at you both and I thought, I was so happy with the show and I just went, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, we've done it. Look, I'll be honest with you guys. I was going to say that anyway, just so that we can get the swearing quota out. We've done that now.
Now
let's move on. So, protein chicken, Carl.
You've... disappointed.
Do you know
yourself?
What? Have a spell next week.
The missing name.
Do not even bother coming in. Have 2 weeks off.
Right.
You're having 2 weeks
off. No, I think month suspension.
That's
is
disgusting.
Adequate.
But also, given that we are off next week, you've already given me a break. So
no,
that's
I
great.
Mean,
someone needs to give me a break from this place, and specifically the two of you.
Well, right. What's wrong
but
with
But not
us?
The valid listener.
No, not at all. Or the podcast listener.
One thing I didn't say today, which I'm glad I didn't say, is I've gotten in the habit for whatever reason since we've returned to say the able listener, which is not actually really acceptable.
No, we don't.
What
like that.
I am meaning to say is avid listener.
Yes. Mm.
But I can't get my words right.
No.
A lot of the time.
So
I struggle.
What are you going to do on our week off? You're going to...
Say avid 100,000 times.
You're going to hit the thesaurus. That's what you're going to do.
Yes.
Excuse me?
You're going to hit the thesaurus.
All right, dictionary. Anyway...
I love a synonym.
Synonyms are good.
I love a synonym and a simonym.
My mum makes me mashed up mini M&Ms on a Monday morning.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Peter's got a lot going on.
I know.
Anyway, big show today. What have we learned? We spoke about girl dinner.
We did.
I think that was some of your finest work,
thank
actually.
Thank you.
It was definitely some of your finest work.
What do you mean?
Do I really need to say it?
Protein
chicken.
We also got to the crux as to why the Bianco name always spills.
And
yes.
Do you know what?
Carl White.
On reflection, because we had a shortened reflection section, an extended reflection section here, you were great today.
Thank you.
I actually think you were just best on today.
Oh,
you had a great show.
Is that not...
Generally, the idea is you say that to her when the other person's not in the room. Because it makes them feel bad.
But also, aren't I best
here.
On every week?
No.
I thought that was the agreement.
But today you had a particularly good show.
Thank you.
I felt
Excuse
like your content
me.
Was strong. I actually felt engaged.
Which is wow.
I wanted to buy in.
And
sometimes
you've just gone straight for the
sometimes I just go to a place.
Well, would you like my honest feedback of
I know
your
you do
content?
The same. I know you do the same, but that's okay. That's why we complimented each other so well.
Yeah.
There's a kicker there. You know, we're somewhat in between us rabbling on, get a kicker, and we feel inspired for that 30 seconds, and then we're off.
We are. We're off to the races. Yeah. I'm going to be particularly nice to you today because at the end of our movie guy Lachlan Mackay segment, he did say you need to go to the hospital because he thought you were having a medical episode.
Speaking of medical, if you actually want to check in on me, I will give you an update in the wellness segment on Colin's show. No, I won't. I'm not doing that.
You're waiting to get a call up for that. You really are.
Nah.
Yes, you are.
Nah.
So, hang on. Can we also just acknowledge that I went above and beyond my duties as an executive producer
today? You know
today?
What?
That was... No,
that
actually, Jack was best on today.
That, no, he wasn't. That actually put us in a good stead for our show today, though. Honestly, we got up on the right foot.
Who would have thought you potentially hitting my car would have brought us together even closer
as a team?
Well,
Colin, at the end of the show, when we were talking about it, was looking at me funny, and he gave me this signal. Which is not very good for those listening at home right now, but basically a foot length with your two fingers.
Which makes me really hope that Colin went and actually did the hand measurement that I asked of producer Jack.
I did.
What, that one? Oh, that's a finger measurement. It's different.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, I think that's all we've got for you today.
Is there anything else?
Thanks for the coffee.
How about we're all going to trivia? We're going to have a show again.
Trivia.
We're going to kill each other.
Pretty much.
Do you know what's a good fact? The fact that I am good at my general knowledge. Ask me a question and I'm pretty good.
Oh, we're going to have so many fights. But can we just say too, Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, when he's not our movie guy, he's a trivia guy.
Yeah, in Foot the Sky.
Yes, the little foot in Footscray on a Thursday. That.
Wow.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Get your foot out of
get
it.
Down. He's fabulous at it. If you've always wanted to meet him, he is the best and he's a great trivia host.
But hold on. What's our team name going to be, though?
No, well, this is important because the first point on the board is the team name.
Yeah.
The first point on the board is the team name, our team name.
If you have a good team name that makes him laugh, you get a point.
The team that knows all the answers?
I thought you were going to pitch the Jackets.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, can we have the Pellets? I'd be happy with that.
No, but if you think about it, though, that name in context, though. Oh, yeah, so we're going to go to the team that knows all the answers, and then...
Well, the last time... It actually is, if you back yourself, you do better, because the last time I went, I called our team the Guaranteed Lasts, and guess what happened?
Nah, wow, good. Wow.
Mm-hmm. What about we go Power Cat?
What?
Power Cat.
Well, this is refreshing because normally you call me Cat Pee.
That's true. Mac Jisson. Mac Jiss.
And Balkianko.
Yeah. Why don't we abbreviate? No, it's not strong.
You're off the team.
No, yeah. You failed.
Who do you think, honestly, is going to be the weakest link in the trivia team?
Jack.
No, I think it's going to be me.
No, your reality knowledge will come in handy.
What was that? I'm sickened and I'm appalled.
That's disgusting. Look, I'm sorry if I let the team down, but at the end of the day, you've been warned.
We went to go start this and it appeared like you farted. So,
oh my gosh, Bianco, please.
I did not.
I did not do it. I'm just eating my protein chicken.
Why is Peter Griffin here?
Oh dear.
Well, he started us by saying motherfucker and I didn't like it. I really did not like it. I don't approve. No more motherfuckers in this podcast, all right?
Well, that's serious. That's three.
Fuck. That's four.
That's the first time.
Get that one
there
out.
There you go.
No, no, we'll get rid of that one.
And you know
women
what?
Women can't say fuck.
Excuse me?
Fuck like off.
That's disgusting.
You're a fuckhead. Happy Easter, everybody. In a weird transition,
no,
we're
I
having
said,
next
Merry
week
Christmas.
Off.
Guys,
I said we're
at eight. Can we at least get to double figures?
Hey!
We're at eight
it's
now.
It's Carl and Catherine, not Carl and Jack.
Can we get to...
Wait, where did I go?
It's not Catherine and Jack anymore.
Can
either.
We get
it's
to
Carl
10, please?
Can we, no.
To 10? What?
1, we're 2, on, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
We're on Done. 8.
That's too long.
Okay. Fine.
Bye.
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 Happy Easter. We'll see
bye.
You next week.
Bye. Fill yourself with eggs. Creamy.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
7 o'clock in the morning.
5 minutes past seven on the 25th of March. Hey, shortened week this week, everyone.
And next week.
What do you mean?
It's 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Come
Easter
on,
Monday.
Quick map.
I forgot we got that day off.
How smug. I know, we've got it off, so it means that we've got
to
be
we actually do
a
too.
Game
sorry, we weren't
yes.
going to talk about that till later on. But
spoiler
anyway.
Alert.
We're not here, but we are here.
No, we are going to have heaps of fun over the next 2 hours. A little bit later, you've got a gripe with the movie sequel that you want
yes.
to touch on.
We are actually here right now. Sorry, I'm talking about
yeah, I'll
future
prove
tense.
It. I'll prove it.
Is this
Hello.
Thing on? We got to stop doing that.
I know. I feel like I do that every week. And I know all of management here at Southern FM just brace every time I do it, so I apologise. I'll
morning.
Do it one more time and then that's the end.
Penel, we're back. This is their new song. It's called Nostalgia.
I thought you'd like that.
Oh, I love it. I love a bit of Penel.
Go bang, but not this time.
No. Mm-mm. No Chameleon either. Mm-mm. Nostalgia.
Nostalgic.
Mailbag.
About their old music.
You've got mail. With Carl and Catherine.
9 minutes past seven on the Sounds of the Bayside. As you just heard, we've got mail.
We have mail. Do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, I will kick us off. First of all, a bit of feedback from management. Catherine, can you please make sure you get your microphone right? And we got the microphone right this week, finally, after however many weeks it's been that we've been back. And
I've been here since 6 a.m. to make sure that it was working.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Why'd you get in so early? Was it a joke?
Yes.
Okay.
I got in at about 2.2 seconds before the show started.
I thought so, but you still beat me here. Actually, can I just take a moment to express how good it is that we've got to park right out the front this morning? I park right behind you.
I don't like that. Producer Jack, get on the microphone.
Yes.
I think you're in charge of going and doing some traffic management this morning.
Do you know what?
I really don't like
that. I've never been happier with a reverse parallel park.
Oh, my gosh, right in my car.
I didn't go in front of it, though. I did a mini one. I drove to the right, because it's a one-way street, Parliament Street, in case you haven't heard about that before. Anyway, Southern FM's on the right-hand side of the street. And if you park on the right, you've got all-day parking. If you park on the left, no good.
I don't like this. Yes.
There was a large gap.
I've seen behind your attempt car. To do this.
Now, Catherine, I've been driving for almost 3 years. I am not an amateur anymore.
Oh, that's harsh.
I'm not.
Do we want to go back to the smoke and steam debate from the other week? Mm.
It was genuine smoke. There was a pipe dislodged in my vehicle. Please, Catherine, have you no sympathy for me?
I really don't when you reverse parallel parking behind my car.
No, it was a mini. It was a half. Half a parallel. And I'd perfected it so well.
Hey, Jack, do you want to go outside? Can we ring you? Can you go and make an assessment? No, get out. Go outside.
Yeah, you know what? Go out there and take a photo and
Go out on the street and ring in and we will put you to air and you can make an assessment. Out you go right now.
Very good.
Right now.
Do you know the number? 9088-6466.
No, aren't you ringing me?
Yeah, we can ring Jack. All right. Get out there really quick.
Go out there and have a real...
Jack, I want in terms of meters, I want you to measure it like hands on a horse.
Oh, no, it's not, no.
Yes, no, hands no, on a no. horse. All right, out you go.
You know who inspired me to do that park so well?
I hate whoever it is.
Shepherd. Oh, gosh. You hate Shepherd? How dare you? We had Amy Shepherd on the show not too long ago.
All right, let's dial our producer. Can I just have a shout out to Bayside City Council? I thought I had an agreement when we came back here that I was going to have my own park away from you. That's genuinely what I thought it was. And look what's happened now.
I give Jack so many different names in my phone that I've forgotten what he's
Would
under.
Would you like his
no,
number?
No, I've got it. Okay. I do have it. It's currently in my phone as Chew Jacker. And a photo of him photoshopped onto Chewbacca. Because I was just going the Jack Misson, and it wasn't under Jack
that
Misson
chestnut,
in my phone. So anyway, live radio, folks, at its finest. Forgetting your producer's number because you've got him labelled as something else in your phone. Anyway, we've got his number here. I'm going to dial it right now, and this is going to go live to air. Dialing producer Jack, who's just gone outside to have a look at how great my parking is.
If there is a scratch on my car, that's
I didn't
not
go
from
that far.
Me.
There was so much room that I didn't go anywhere near your car. There is a noticeable gap. Oh, geez, that took its time. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What? Tell us, what are you seeing? What are you feeling?
Look, Carl, your car's probably a little bit too close.
Oh, no.
How many, if you were to put your hand between, Producer Jack, how many hands away?
We're looking at around 1.5, 2.
Yeah, so, that's good. Yeah. That's a good range.
I'm worried for you, Catherine. I think just be very, very careful. And if anything, Carl needs to leave first this morning.
I do anyway. I knew you would too.
I just have a thing of doing that, you know, blocking you in.
If you box me in, I'm not kidding.
What's wrong with that?
There are people, I have responsibilities outside
of the
show.
I knew that we were
going to
be here for 2 hours, so it doesn't matter if I box you in.
Jack, before we let you go, can we talk about how straight the car park is?
It is very straight. It is very, very precise this morning. I was very happy with it. I even checked it myself. I said, yes, I'm a fan of my work. Thank you.
What would you grade his park out of 10?
Well, your front wheel, mate, is slightly out to the road.
That's so okay.
Not completely straight.
No, but that's all right. If it's a slight tinge, it's not too bad. It's not obstructing the road.
But I will say that Catherine has parked in a straighter manner than you have.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, that was not necessary.
Whose car looks better? Just personal preference.
Mine's bashed up and it's older than yours, so let's
Mine's
not...
got a red side mirror. Actually, Jack, what do you think of the side mirror? I'm starting to think maybe I'll keep it. Is red.
I'm looking at it now, and it stands out quite nicely. It corresponds well with your traffic, with your brake lights as well. So there's symmetry there. I like it.
Thank you, Producer Jack, Traffic Control.
Hey, while you're out there, can you get me a long black, please? It's just not far.
I was going to say, do you want coffee, guys?
Yes, please. Long black would be lovely. Catherine?
I'll have an almond latte. Thank you. But just ensure too while you're out there that no one parks behind Carl, because I've got places to go after this and I do not want to be blocked in.
Well, I'll manage, okay? I am a jigsaw king.
I'm amazed, genuinely amazed, that when your car even got close to mine, that mine didn't panic and just all the glass just shattered.
Self-destruct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your car has that ability.
We're going to a song.
Especially when you're in it. Anyways, thanks, mate. I'll enjoy that long back from you in a moment. Appreciate it. Thanks for that report.
Thanks.
Jack Misson, right across Bayside, like he likes to do.
He's a natural traffic reporter, isn't he?
Jack, give us a traffic update.
Dead on the roads here, guys. Oh, no, we didn't have anything coming through Parliament Street, but at the moment...
You sure? Okay, there we go. There was Jack Misson, everybody. This is Bastille's Pompeii. He's getting his coffee. Hopefully you're enjoying one right now at 7:15 on the Sounds of the Bayside. That was the mailbag.
And if not, Jack will get you a coffee. What's your order?
What's your order?
0404 000 736.
Or if you're on the emails this early, Monday Breakfast Radio at gmail.com. Carl or Catherine.
Or just come in and say hi.
Yeah. Bastille's Pompeii.
Sorry?
Try that again. Bastille's Pompeii. When you put French with Italian, it's a disaster, isn't it?
Speaking of collisions earlier, we just had one. It's a mighty bingle. Wow.
Do you know what? I was going to go into something, but I think I need to have a break. Just have a breather. So we'll take a break. It's Carl and Catherine with you. On 88.3 Southern FM. We're coming up to break time anyway. I'll let you know in the lead up to the break, though, if you want to join a Probus Club, there are plenty out there. Why not join your local Probus Club and start having fun? Probus provides opportunities for retirees to come together in the local community, make new friends and discover new interests and hobbies. Find your local club today by visiting probussouthpacific.org. You can call 1300 630 488. That's probussouthpacific.org. We'll go to a break.
But before we do, who was that song by just then and what was the song's name?
It was Bastille with Pompeii. As I said, French and Italian, not a great combination in that context.
88.3 Southern FM, sounds of the Bayside.
You are having a mare.
Remember I told you I have one good week and I have one bad week. I've not started the day very well today. I've woken up feeling bloated. First of all, like, I ate too late last night and it's having a bad effect on me.
Well, just to pull the curtain back on our Monday breakfast, you're just having a shocker. Producer Jack hasn't returned since he did his traffic update, but I'm very lucky because we've received an email from Malcolm. And Malcolm, thank you so much for saving us this morning, because at least someone is sane in this building.
And somebody is on the emails early this morning.
Exactly. Hey. I think Malcolm may want a coffee. Send it through. Good morning, Carl and Catherine. I'd love to hear the new ballad from Lydia Griffiths, who was our featured artist last week because of Malcolm's suggestion.
Sure was.
Unlike Carl's parking, in brackets apparently, Lydia's voice is 10 out of 10, and unlike his car, it's turned on a dime.
Well, I tell you what. I see what he did there. I see what he did
Good
there.
Good stuff, Malcolm.
Well done, Malcolm. And you know what? I'm going to play Lydia's song after I talk about what I'm going to talk about here.
All right, take two.
Okay, so I'm keeping with the car trend. We've also been stalked or looked at through the window of the other studio that's dark by our producer who drinks a coffee and looks like something out of a haunted movie.
All right. Anyway, please continue.
The car theme continues a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I want to know when you've been entrusted with something and how you went with that something.
Okay.
I had a big task handed to me yesterday. I was given the task of driving Dad's car again for the first time in 12 months and around the CBD and everything, and the contrast is different between my car and his. There's similarities. They're both V6s, so it's engine-wise, it's capability-wise, I'm okay. But it's European. My car's, you know, a Commodore. So there's vast differences. Way modern, higher up. It's four-wheel drive. It's not a small sedan type like mine is. Anyway, I drove the first leg, okay.
Can I ask why you had to drive it?
There's reasons I'd rather not go into.
Oh.
It involved a car park that I am good at driving into, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. So I've done that. First leg's fine. And then we're walking out of where we went last night. And Dad's like, all right, so what's the best way out of here? I said, look, I do it enough that I know how to get out of here. Like, let's go this way. And he handed me the keys. He's like, all right, you're going to drive. Mind you, I was, you know, I'm not drinking at the moment, so I'm fit enough to drive and all good. So it was fine. All good. Okay. All good. I'll drive the car. So I drove us out. All good. No dramas at all. It was fine. So I drove us to dinner. Got there. Fine. And I directed everyone. I'm like, all right, let's go this way. I think because the Grand Prix was on, I thought, let's go this way instead of that way. All good. No worries. That's fine. We're driving through the CBD and we get to an intersection. All of a sudden, one of the rideshare drivers, I can see them in my peripheral vision on the left-hand side. They're turning left. Turning left.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the left lane. What happens? They indicate right and go to go in front of me as I'm going straight.
Uh-oh.
So I put the horn on. I'm going... like a truck. Well, that was a truck sounding horn, but it wasn't that vicious. But I really put...
It was actually like... Meep, meep.
And then I've gone to go and he's gone to go. And I'm like, nah, mate. And I've horned him again and I've gone straight by. And it's created a bit of a ruckus in the family.
Oh, so some people are saying you've overreacted. Others said you should have, instead of going, you should have maybe broken.
No, I copped the, Carl, listen, they're not always going to wait for you and you're not driving your car right now, right? So if you crash this car, it's not on you to pay the excess or deal with the person.
Yeah.
It's of the car owner.
Mm.
And that car owner was my father.
Mm.
So I said, but listen, I said, I drive these streets most days, okay? I know what is right and wrong. Now, if that person had been indicating right when I first saw them, I would say, yep, that's fine. You're all good. That's all right. I can see there's a bit of a build-up on the left-hand side. But you had your left indicator on. If I am seeing you in my peripheral on my left-hand side and you're turning left, then I am not going to let you turn right all of a sudden because it was in the CBD. And if you're intending to turn right at an intersection like that, you have to do a hook turn as well.
But the thing is, though, at the end of the day, you were driving your dad's car. Your dad was present.
I know.
If it did crash, it would be your dad's fault.
No, I know. Anyway, I got through okay. It was all right.
Was everyone a little bit, like, nervous to get back in the car afterwards?
No, they were all in the car and it was fine.
No. I mean, after, wherever you went.
So we ended up going to dinner. We got to dinner and, again, ate late. I don't... See, this is one of my irrits, right? I'm just going to relay it on air. We went to the footy last night. Richmond lost. Don't want to talk about it. We're not a sporting show, okay? But the AFL...
Since when?
We've never been a sports show.
Oh, well, when Richmond's done well historically, we've been a bit of a sport.
When you can
show.
Name one Essendon player when you're a bandwagon supporter, then we'll talk about sport. But not that's not the today's not that day.
I know Skeeter the mascot.
You and planes. Anyway, I've lost my train of thought here. Oh, yeah, the football. The thing I was going to say that irritated me, 4 o'clock starts. That's too late for a Sunday afternoon.
I totally agree.
Anyway, and then you eat late. It's just not convenient. We went for dinner. I got given the task of driving home again. So I've basically driven Dad's car all day yesterday. And I got through it all right.
And it'll be another 12 months, I think.
But I think so. Yeah, it's a 12-month kind of thing. But I'd like to know, 0404 000 736, when you've had something like that entrusted on you before and how you went. The disappointing thing on the last leg on the way home from dinner was we were coming down Beach Road and we got caught at the trains. You know when you turn left in the South Road there and you get stuck?
Oh, you hate that intersection.
Oh, I hate it with a passion.
You didn't drive and I used to have to be your chauffeur, the Cuba, as we used to call it.
Can I just throw it out there?
Oh, I've never seen an intersection rattle a person more than that.
I'm not sure if it's James Newbury or if it's Brad Roswell, whoever the local member is.
Newbury.
But whoever it is, I'm sure you're doing your best work to put that into the level crossing removals with the government as best you can. But that's a bad one. Can we get that one removed, please? Sincerely, Carl Bianco at Southern FM.
Good stuff. There. Let's go to a song.
But I made it. We made it. Good news. But I'd love to hear from you when you've been trusted with something. And how'd you go? How did you go? Did you survive? Drive through the CBD?
Can I hear your horn one more time? We need to talk about something that happened last night, which it's my favourite time of the year. This whole little period, because historically, when the Oscars is on, which is another favourite moment, this show's normally up and running already, but it's started a little bit later this year.
Mm.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Australia, season 10. Hit our TV screens last night. And obviously a little different this year because the love of my life, Dr. Chris Brown, He's going to be hosting Dancing with the Stars on the 7 Network instead. They had to find a new host.
Yeah.
And Bob Irwin, 20-year-old Bob Irwin, has stepped up to the plate. Did a phenomenal job. Thank you.
I just kind of like the tune, to
be honest. It's great, isn't it? And can we just talk through, if you haven't watched it yet, go and make a coffee for about 2 minutes. We're going to talk about the cast. I don't want to spoil it for you, but there's so much to discuss, Bianca.
Who's the household name that we all know and love that's going to go into the jungle? Catherine, any ideas?
I'm not telling you, but I'm telling you.
I want to know.
Brilliant.
Who is it?
You're going to love it.
You know it.
But I can tell
you. Who do you reckon it is? I want to know. I'm excited.
I can tell you everybody else but the National Treasure.
Kerri-Ann Kennelly. Oh, no, she's already been on.
But what I do understand is that the National Treasure may be dropping into the jungle on Sunday. So we're going to have to go
Catherine
through
Powell.
One. I would love to be on that show.
Oh, you're not a National Treasure.
I'm also not famous.
Sorry.
Oh, stop. That's nice.
Did I say that?
Let's talk through the contestants though, shall we? Because this, I genuinely think this is, and this is no disrespect to people who have been on in the past.
Oh.
This is one of the better casts I've seen on this show for many, many reasons. I like the mix. I like the personalities. I like the range, all right? So let's go through.
I like the range.
So, Ali Cole, gold medalist.
Who?
In the jungle.
Who are you?
She's a swimmer. She's fabulous. Oh. Tristan McManus of Studio 10 Dancing with the Stars fame, also in the jungle.
See, I'll tell you one of my pet hates.
Can I get through the rest of the cast?
No, hold that thought for 2 seconds.
Because Stephen K. Amos, I need to talk about him.
Speaking of, I heard the story that he shared in the jungle last night.
Hmm.
I caught the back end of the program. Hmm. One of my pet hates with these television programs is when they utilize their own talent for the sake of a contract.
No, but they have to.
No, but I don't like it.
Anyway.
No, please, can we see an end to that?
Well, no, because what is he going to do instead?
I don't know, but like find something for him.
Hey, Bianco, Stephen K. Amos is in the jungle.
Not Stephen. Yeah, Stephen K. Amos, but not. Because there's another celebrity who's got the similar name. There's Kay Amos and then...
Oh, we can't talk about the other one.
Okay.
I'll tell you later.
Oh.
This is the only person I didn't know from the cast. Callum Hole.
Sorry?
Reality TV star. Love Island, Australia.
Oh.
And overseas, it was like an international one. He's in that. No one knew who he was. Peter Dacos.
Dakes. Did hear about that.
Sky Wheatley. Big Brother 2014 fame.
That's a now, very millennial name, isn't it? Sky?
No, well, her middle name, she actually prefers to go by Sky Marie Wheatley, and she sings it most of the time. She hasn't done that yet. Also, in the jungle, she's a mega influencer now, has left her partner and two young boys behind.
Hey guys, my name's Sky.
A MasterChef's Khan in the jungle.
Yeah, see, that's a notable name.
Candace Warner, Iron Woman broadcaster in the jungle.
Yeah, good call.
Michelle Bridges is in the jungle.
I just think she is very... She's got a real resting sort of irritant face.
She is a businesswoman. And I'm telling you now, if you, Australia, hold on to Michelle Bridges and you back her, she will win.
I'm full of admiration for a physical nut.
What?
Somebody who is into their fitness.
Oh.
And that's...
I thought you said I'm into her physical nut. And I said, well, this is escalated.
I'm full of admiration for a fellow physical nut.
Oh,
that's what I said.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, what did you just say?
Something like that.
Can we isolate that, please?
Brittany Hockley, radio host, podcast host, former Batchy contestant in the jungle. And the most surprising of all, and I would love to know how much he's getting paid... Frankie Muniz, Malcolm himself, Malcolm in the middle, and now a NASCAR driver in the South African jungle. I just cannot wait to see how this all unfolds. I think the casting, they've got it right, and I don't know whether, with respect to Robert, whether they've got a little bit more cash to splash now that they're not paying for DCB to host.
Mm.
So it could go into more of the celebrity budget. But I'm very happy with that. I think... Season 1 will forever be my favourite, but Season 10... Because initially, Season 10 was going to be an all-star. So all the former contestants were going to go back into the jungle, and I love that idea, but I'm also happy with this too.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're happy with it.
Would love to hear your thoughts, Bayside. 0404 000 736. Reviews, who's your favourite to start with? Also, Bianca, if you were to go into the jungle, how do you think you'd go?
Not very well.
I think you'd be all right. I think you're very... Because you... get in your brain. Like, you could do the challenges, I think. I just don't think you'd be able to do the eating ones, which is reflective from your smoothie last week.
I think I'm too heavy to go on a helicopter.
Oh, you... No,
No, no, I think
How do you think I'd go? Actually, producer Jackal, so I'm like, how would I go in the jungle?
You actually wouldn't get anywhere because you'd be fangirling over the celebrities that you're
do you know
a part
what?
Of.
I actually think she'd do the opposite.
Really?
I reckon she'd be cool, calm, and collected. She'd be like a few seasons ago. No, it was last season, I think it was, when the David went in, the fake
celebrity.
Yeah, the
celebrity. David, yeah.
You would be a David.
I would love that.
But the Tucker Trials, there is no way you would survive in the Tucker Trials.
Can I tell you, the Tucker Trials, I would never be one of those ones to say I wouldn't do it. Like, if I have a day off sick, I feel terrible that I'm letting people down. I don't like to do that.
I've got it.
My biggest challenge would be mosquitoes and the sun.
Here's your pitch for Paramount next year.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
You're going to go in as the Davina.
Davina?
Yeah.
Are you saying I look like Davina?
No, I'm just saying.
That doesn't mean anything. Don't misconstrue that tone.
No, you're not plastic and fantastic.
Oh, but I can be.
This is...
Someone wants to sponsor me, I will...
Megan Trainor.
It's Megan.
Megan Trainor. I've been wasting a lot of time lately.
Have you?
I've had a lot more time on my hands.
Okay.
I'm just doing things that I thought I'd never do, right?
What?
Well, as excessively as what I am.
See, I'm interested to see what you say because in my mind something just popped in and I'm interested to see if it'll be the same.
I'm obsessed with tanning.
What?
Getting sun on me, vitamin B, C, all the essential
I
vitamins.
I thought you were rocking the Bondi Sands.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that kind of tanning. I just buy it and I chuck it all over myself.
You do actually look quite tanned.
I know.
There is nothing healthy
I've never
about a tan.
Isn't there?
No.
Oh.
Unless it's Bondi Sands.
Okay. That's not acceptable.
Plug.
That's not acceptable. You cannot say that.
Hashtag not sponsored yet.
Hashtag not in the picture at all.
Okay.
Anyway, I've never had more people come up to me and say, you're looking really tanned at the moment.
Mm.
And I'm not doing anything differently other than sitting out in the sun a lot because I've got nothing else to do with my time at the moment. Is it just me? Like, I think it is, yeah.
I am just jealous that you've got skin that does that.
Mm. European background, half. Got a little bit in me. Anyway, I'd love to know what you do to waste time. Because the other thing that I've been doing a lot, this is what I actually wanted to talk about, and I got sidetracked by the whole tan thing. I've just been scrolling on my phone excessively.
Yes.
I'm doing it way too much.
Yep.
I want to actually go and get an old Nokia 6110 or whatever and just get away from social media for like 2 weeks.
Can I tell you, I was talking to one of my high school friends the other day and she is training for a marathon at the moment and she was running, dropped her phone beyond repair, had to go buy a new phone. She went into her provider of choice.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend had to talk her off the ledge of getting an old Nokia with Snake on it because that's what she wanted to get.
Let me just give some advice to your friend who I'm sure if they don't listen to us live right now, we'll catch this on the podcast. You can refer them to this particular point in the podcast. Bit of advice. If you are going running, having a phone, not advisable.
No. Well, she's learned that.
In this day and age, we live in an age where we can use smartwatches. I have one of my brand, and there are plenty that you can choose from. I would advise you to purchase one of those, and you can have cellular on it.
What?
Cellular. One of the greatest inventions ever. So you basically have 4G capability.
No,
you
no,
can
no.
take phone calls, send text messages while you are running. Unbelievable. I can't believe that I'm able to do that in 2024.
See, I hate that.
I love it.
I would just like to...
I know why you hate it.
Why?
Because you don't run.
Well, yes, and it's also go-go gadget. You know, it's a bit agent... Who was he? Agent Smart? Get Smart?
Ooh, Maxwell Smart.
Yeah, what number was he, though?
Well, I was going to say 69.
Me
but
too!
Not...
That's why I'm like, ooh.
No, it was good thinking 99.
99, yes.
And that wasn't... Oh, yeah.
Does anyone know 0404?
That was, you're right. It was Maxwell Smart was 99. But what was...
No, 99 was 99.
Good thinking, 99. Yeah, that
Smart
was
Smart agent number. This is important. He was 86. That's right.
That's right, because I always thought like 96, 86.
I always had a bit of a crush on him. And then remember when they had the movie?
Yeah,
and it was Steve Carell and Anne Hathaway. And it got the worst ratings, and I quite like that movie.
Oh, there's something we could bring up with Lachlan Mackay, our movie guy, a little bit later on the whole prequel, sequel thing.
Yes.
Don Adams.
Yeah.
Don Adams. See, I know. Hey! There's my win of the day. My memory's gotten a lot better since I've been cleaner with my life. True story. Ask me something that I would generally forget, and I think I can remember it.
Mm.
I'm attempting to. But the one thing I've been hooked on really badly lately is when you're scrolling on the socials and you get stuck watching Reels.
Oh, I love
because Reels have now, they're like TikToks, but like on socials, effectively.
What's TikTok then?
Well, a social media platform where short videos are uploaded, but that's migrated across all social media platforms.
But you said that
now.
Reels are like TikToks on socials. That's exactly what TikTok is.
Yeah, but Reels are a separate thing.
Yeah, but they're on the socials.
Yeah, I know, but there's a different definition there.
I love when you get nervous, you rub your hairs. That would have come in handy on I'm a Celebrity. They couldn't organise the flint the other day. You nearly set fire just with your bare hands just then.
I don't do that when I'm nervous. Do I really?
Yeah, it's a bit genie in a bottle vibe.
Oh, I got to stop. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Maybe hit play on a song.
Concede.
Concede
that was just a Barry Crocker, and I think the only thing I took out of it was the fact that I knew the actor's name of Maxwell
Whose
Smart.
Whose name is?
Don.
Last name?
Don Adams.
And he was agent number?
86.
Good stuff.
Thank you. You know who else provides us with good stuff? Oh. If I can get it into the... Oh, well,
see,
I just...
See, you just got stressed and you did that thing with your hands again.
This is Adele. Can you save me, please, Adele?
Hey, it was all you, none of it me.
Just like it has been in this relationship for many
and
years.
And Adele's about to echo what I just said just then. Here we go.
Okay. This was all you, none of it me. Carl and Catherine with you for your Monday morning on the Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM. Now, we just had a little bit of an episode in the studio.
We had a really bad episode in the studio.
I don't quite think you fixed it, though.
I can't. It's permanent marker. We have a problem. So, basically, producer Jack, when he did his incredible traffic report earlier, he lived up to the request, went and got us all coffees, right? Now, this
Thanks
happens
for that, by
every
the way.
Once in a blue moon. The cafe that we go to, which is fabulous, they do an amazing job, they will use a certain marker because all of us, quick roll call, let's everyone say our order. Almond latte over here, thanks.
Long black.
Small strong flat white.
Now, because we all have different orders, they will then write on the cup an initial so we know which is super helpful, but it's normally more helpful when permanent marker isn't involved. I have taken a sip of my coffee this morning and I've gone... So we got the coffees, what, nearly an hour ago. I've been sipping away.
No, 20 minutes ago.
Enjoying my coffee. And Carl just said to me, your nose is looking really red. And I've looked and it's like Rudolph in here. I have put my nose close to the A for the almond and it would appear, because normally I bring my makeup on a Monday, you know, for little touch-ups before I go to work. I haven't done that today. So I'm going to look like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer all day.
I thought sometimes on a bad day, that's just how you looked anyway.
Well, you're not wrong, but it's just, it's particularly
I've seen your nose,
prominent
to be
today.
Fair, I've seen your nose redder.
What?
I've
Why
seen
are you
it...
looking at my nose? Give me space, freak.
No one knows, but no, I've, you know, every now and then we have bad days. What? My skin used to be really flaky at times.
Hang on, producer Jack, did he just say that I have a bad day?
He did.
I said every now and then we have bad days.
No,
sorry?
You can't. You've just said that she's had a bad day. You know, this is not...
Oh, sorry. You're telling me a day in the life of Catherine Powell is a magnificent one every day?
Yes.
It's like Barbie. When I wake up in okay. my own pink world.
So when you broke down on the Peen Highway a few months back, that was a good day? Gonna have a good day.
That's actually my motto. Gonna have a good day. It's almost like a threat. If I play that song every morning, I'm like, don't you dare, universe.
Sorry, how
it doesn't get much lower.
How did we get to Carl and Kath from the musical?
It's a new thing, actually. It's what we're going to announce after 8.
And our opening song is going to be Jack in the Box.
Great.
We haven't played one of Jack's intros for a long time.
Yeah, no, we're not doing
Can we?
That.
Have you got something you want to talk about? Get off
no,
your chest, Adelaide?
I really don't.
Because I've got something I want to play for it.
Remember the one?
Really
is it the one I'm thinking of?
Yeah, no, I really don't. Please don't.
No, we're not unearthing old stuff.
Oh, but when Monday mornings are looking grim.
Oh, that one's fine. It's the other one that I've got an issue with.
What are they doing?
Looking, not licking.
Sicky.
It's too early for that.
Yeah, that comes after.
Anyway, So yeah, I've got a red nose now. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for myself. I'm embarrassed for the texter.
I'm embarrassed for you, but you know what? Being a good friend that I am, I made you alert of the situation.
Yeah, about 15 minutes too late.
No, I literally, as soon as I realised, I let you know. Don't say I'm not here for you, okay?
Don't look upset.
Did you hear the way you said that then? Said like you did your best like Scottish accent. Don't look upset.
Who invited Mrs. Like, Doubtfire?
That was more Irish, actually, not Scottish. But don't look upset, dear. You've got a lot to go along that road.
I'm embarrassed. This is embarrassing.
Let's go to a song. This is Dallas Frasca with River Queen. Something Catherine.
Go on, say it. Say it to my face, my red-nosed face.
Let's let Dallas do the talking, okay? We've done enough. This was number 2 on the AMRAP Metro charts last week.
If anyone knows how to get this off my nose, can you give us a text? 0404 000 736.
4 minutes to let us know.
Carl, Catherine, thank you.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Catherine.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine.
This is Reese Masson. You're listening to Carl and Catherine.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
Here we go!
Well, a big good morning to you, Bayside. Carl and Catherine and producer Jack here for your Monday breakfast.
Good morning,
etc. My nose is still red. My car is still blocked in by Carl's. I want something good to happen in this next hour.
Well, that's a bit unrealistic.
Well, Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, is coming
sorry,
on a little
I
bit
forgot
later.
About that. Yeah,
we're
going to
be talking Kung Fu Panda 4, which seems to be a real trigger for you. I've never known you to be so rolled up about something.
In the space of a week, I saw signs for so many different movie sequels that I'm like, when will it end?
That's what Billie Eilish asks.
Really?
All the enjoyment. She's sad again. Don't tell her boyfriend.
This is JRL's Ugly Heart. Let's get off to a better start after this, shall we? Carl and Catherine with you for your Monday morning.
We radio. Shall, we shall.
Alrighty. GRL's Ugly Heart. Ooh. Carl and Catherine with you for your Monday morning here on 88.3.
Hey,
I just went too much energy there.
Play it cool.
GRL's Ugly Heart for your Monday morning. This is Carl and Catherine on 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside. 8 minutes past eight if you're just waking up.
That was very impressive. Speaking of impressive, I want to ask a question bright and early this morning on 0404 000 736.
Yeah.
And this is a question for my ladies out there, but there will be also a question for the gents. But I want to know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get home from work and you're tired and you think, what am I going to make for dinner? And then an idea comes into your head and you just...
Girl dinner.
Now, this trend on TikTok last year...
Why does it sound like your life?
It's so true. I actually led the vocals. Thank you so much for asking.
I knew it.
I want to know, when do you just girl dinner and what is your girl dinner? And I asked because this trend was huge last year on TikTok where all the ladies got together and said sometimes you just can't be bothered cooking dinner and you just go the laziest option possible. And, you know, for me, it's nachos any day of the week. So easy, so quick, so unhealthy, but it does the job. I want to hear what yours is. And I ask because I caught up with a friend last week and the last time we caught up, we went to a very fancy restaurant in the city, also a very expensive restaurant, which, you know, we won't be doing again. Anyway, so we went from that to then catching up on Wednesday night and we were just like, I don't know what I want. And she's like, I don't know what I want. And at the same time, we looked across at each other. We looked eye to eye and we said, we want girl dinner. So we went down to the supermarket. We got some cheese. We got some chips. And we got a frozen pizza. And we girl dinnered. And it,
girl dinner.
It was the best. It was the best.
Oh, boy.
So I want to hear from you. 0404 000 736. What is your girl dinner? But also, to the two men in the room, is there an equivalent or is it just every night?
Boy dinner. Gonna go get me some boy dinner. Just thought we needed
that. Did you have to go into country?
I don't know.
You had a real twang about you.
No, that was more like, just, I don't know, Bogan.
Boy dinner, is it a thing?
Yep.
Or is it every night of the week is
yeah,
boy dinner?
Yeah, I reckon 100% there's boy dinner.
Yep.
I actually made a boy dinner last Monday, funnily enough.
What was it?
I decided to make my own dinner, which is very rare. I went down to the supermarket and I purchased myself some protein chicken.
Yep.
It was a heat-up protein chicken and it came with a side of mash. I don't trust myself to actually cook a meal, so I have to heat up meals. No, it's not true. I can cook. Not very well, but if I have...
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What's the difference between chicken and protein chicken?
Well, it's got more protein in it. It's...
How?
I don't know. This packet said protein chicken.
So I have girl dinner, and you're like, protein chicken.
Sorry, what was that?
That's how you were saying it. Producer Jack, your mic's on. Is that not how he was saying it?
That is exactly how you were saying it.
Your mouth could not have been small protein chicken. That's how you actually said it.
That's what I did. I got some protein chicken.
Chicken has protein in it.
Well, this pack that I bought, I'm like, right, what am I going to have? All I felt like doing was getting half a cooked chook, but I went to one of those local supermarkets that have not as much as what a bigger supermarket does, and I couldn't find a hot cooked chook. So
you had to go protein chicken. Protein chicken.
So instead I went to protein chicken, and it had a side of mash. All I had to do was heat it up for a couple of minutes.
Oh, good.
And then I had bought some salad. I bought a leafy green thing.
Balance out the protein chicken.
And it actually really complemented each other very well. And it was a great Monday night dinner. And I was very proud of my efforts.
So when are you having protein chicken again?
Maybe tonight, actually. I don't know yet. I haven't spoken to Mum. Usually she's the cook of the house. So, or actually, sorry, I take that back. On a Monday, Georgie usually cooks. But last week she was lazy, so...
When do you cook?
Throw her under the bus. I don't. So, I contribute in other ways. Like last night at dinner, I bought all of the beverages instead.
Right.
That was my contribution. And I drove for the day.
I'm going to introduce you to a new expression, mate. Pot calling the kettle black.
In what context, sir?
In the context of you're calling Georgie lazy when in fact you were lazy by not cooking dinner.
Why don't you just give everyone some protein chicken?
Sorry, but I made my own chicken.
No, you brought some protein chicken from the supermarket.
And what's wrong with it? I heated it up, though. I made my own plate.
It is not called protein chicken. Show me the label where it says protein chicken.
I will
chicken.
Show you the receipt. It's in my car.
Okay.
I keep it so that I can get cheap fuel.
Oh, it's tight, too.
Times are tough. Okay?
All right. So go to the break. Can we play Girl Dinner one more time, please?
I got rid of it. Sorry.
Oh.
This is Destiny's Child, though. Dog child, no, no. We've had a bit of feedback.
Oh, here we go.
Deanna, long-time listener.
Yes.
Long-time contributor. Has mentioned, girl dinner wise.
What's her girl dinner?
Girl dinner is a cheese platter.
Yes.
Put some cheese and some F meat on a platter, whatever that means. I think it was a typo.
Meat?
For meat? Fermented meat? No.
Gross.
Of course, with a beverage as well.
But no protein chicken. Why do I find that so funny?
I don't know.
That's a very good girl dinner, and I love a platter, so you bang on, I'm the same.
You're amused easily.
Oh, yeah. You're just discovering this now. I find you funny.
Oh, I've never felt, like, so appreciated right now. That was
people would find that really insulting.
No, that is, like, one of the nicest things you've ever said to me. Jack, don't you reckon? She doesn't say compliments very often.
No, she doesn't, but they're always backhanded.
That was
meant to be an insult?
Yes, it was.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you all about what's going on in the local area now after that. And it was the Bayside Farmers Market last weekend.
Yeah.
Did you get down?
I didn't.
No. That's disappointing. Well, if you want the freshest and tastiest food, you can head down to the Bayside Farmers Market on the fourth Saturday of every month, which I believe last Saturday was. It's open from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Traybit Reserve in Jetty Road, Sandringham. Entries by gold coin donation. All proceeds go to the Rotary Club charities. And they are great organisations, Rotary Clubs. You should go down and join your local one if you haven't already. Become a member. Support them. You know, and you can support us as a member too at Southern FM if you'd like. southernfm.com.au to join us anytime. The market's organised by the Rotary Club of Hampton in partnership with the Regional Farmers Market and the Rotary Club of Sandringham. Parking is available opposite the main entrance to the market and along Jetty Road. There's also a large car park at the end of Jetty Road just before the Sandringham Yacht Club. For details, visit baysidefarmersmarket.com.au. I wonder how it went. I'm sure it went well.
I hope it did. Yeah. I'm sure it did.
We've got to get down there one day.
I could get my girl dinner there and you could get more protein
chicken. I want to talk about life hacks, Catherine.
Oh, I like a life hack.
I've got one, and it seems to always do the trick. When I'm in need of a fix, this is my go-to fixer. I spill stuff on myself a lot. I'm a serial spiller. It's unfortunate, but, you know, I will be mid-eating something and then all of a sudden I look down and I'm like, no, I haven't. I think it's a Bianco thing because my dad is a serial spiller as well. Mm. Every time we eat out, you give him 3 seconds and he's got that sauce down his top. I don't know why, but he just... Is it a balance thing?
Is it because you guys... Oh, you know what it is? I've just figured it out.
Protein chicken?
No. What does your last name translate to in Italian?
White.
What happens when you wear white when you go anywhere? You spill.
Yeah, but we're not always wearing white.
No, but your last name is white.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that?
So you will spill at all times because your last name is white. Every time I wear white anything, I spill stuff. Your last name is literally Carl White.
That is the biggest conspiracy theory and load of tosh I've ever heard.
I think I'm onto something. Producer Jack?
You've just gone from saying something really nice to saying something really ridiculous.
She's on the money, though.
Oh, come on! You know what? I don't like this, all right? This happened before I left, and it seems to have come back again. I think I'm going to go on strike.
I'm always on Catherine's side. You should know this.
I know, clearly, because you stuck with her the last 2 years when I had a hiatus.
But listen to what I'm saying, though. You yourself, if we went back and listened
to the tape...
Yes,
but we're not
in
Italy, right? If we go to Italy, then it makes sense, because Bianco means white in Italy, but we're not in Italy.
No, but you literally said it's something between my dad and I. It's a Bianco thing.
I think my nonno used to do it too a lot.
Your name is Carl White.
You know,
you spill. It just makes sense.
It's Carl Bianco. It's not Carl White.
Carl White actually... Carl White.
It actually suits you. I find that actually...
Oh, come on.
It suits your personality.
What? Anyway, going back to what I was talking about before we digress there, and you're off now. I spilt something on myself and I was wearing white. I just said that, didn't I? Partial white. Wasn't full white. I was wearing, you know, my rugby type top that's blue and white and black. It's like
stripes, yes.
Not full stripes, yeah, but it's got stripes, involved stripes. Anyway, I had breakfast in the car because I worked early yesterday morning and I spilt it on myself. Barbecue sauce. Not good. I had a brekkie burger and had barbecue sauce, but I didn't eat the burger. I deconstructed it.
Here we go.
Anyway,
I
got barbecue sauce on the white section of the top and I'm like, ah, oh, bugger it. That's not good. And I'm like, I need to fix this. So my first hack is trying hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer with a tissue, rub it.
No.
Didn't work. No. Okay, that hasn't worked. I've gone into the bathrooms at work. I've got the soap. I've rubbed it on myself.
Gross.
And then I've used the wipes. And I've rubbed it. And it's gone. Life hack. Sorted.
Wait. So using soap is your life hack?
Soap is my life hack. If you do not have the proper detergents to clean stuff off when you're at home, like you have access
but
to...
But is that not the main property of soap,
well,
is to clean?
Well, some would
so
argue.
So how is that a hack? Like, if you were to come in to me and say, I put Vegemite on the stain and it went, that's a hack. Soap is soap.
No, but I'm talking about there are variants of soap, right? You never know what kind of soap you're going to get.
But all their property is the same, to clean. So therefore, I would say that's not a hack.
But
I don't want to rain on your parade.
There are ingredients in like your nappy sand and those. That's the first thing that comes to mind ingredients-wise that you might use when you're doing, you know, detergent.
And a detergent is also a soap.
A good detergent,
yes.
Shall we say.
Yes.
I don't know why I said that one. Anyway, a good detergent, right, has other key ingredients that allows you to get the stain out like boom, bam,
no.
boom.
So if you, like, even if we were to go back to this original case study, yeah. right, your life hack would be
You
wore a partially white top with a stripe. So instead of going all the way down your top, it was in that one section. That's a life hack.
Did you have to go university on us by saying case study? I hate that terminology. It just reminds me of uni and I didn't study higher ed, okay? Higher education. I dropped out after TAFE.
That's all right.
I know there's nothing
there's no
wrong
shame
with that.
With that.
But I the term case study, I just hate it. It's one of those terms that I would
blank.
Is it
because you're used to being a case study? Is that why?
Probably. I'm a life case study. I'd hate to be the person that studies me.
It's all right. So if anyone else wants to examine Carl White, send us a message, 0404 000 736.
Well, yeah, but the reason why I say this, because it happened one other time. I'll give you another story.
Right, are you like, what's that show, Stranger Things? Are you like the 11?
What's that?
Okay, that's for you, me to know and you to find
no,
out.
No, can you explain? No. Elaborate. I want to know, because otherwise you may be...
If you come in next week with a shaved head, I'll know.
I might. Would you like to see that?
Wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, you went there. That's a very touchy subject. Anyway, so one other time, just to wrap this up before we go to a song and we get to Lachlan Mackay, our movie guy, because there's a lot to talk to him
about
after 2 weeks. I was out... I was out one night.
Just for everyone who didn't see that, which is everybody but producer Jack and I, he just pointed so aggressively at me and it was like he was trying to activate his brain and it just didn't happen.
I do weird things when I try and activate. Anyway.
There's a chant that I want to sing, but I'm not going to.
What? Go.
No,
I want to hear
no,
it.
No,
I was out one other night and I got a really bad blood nose and I went down my white shirt. I was wearing
and
white.
And why? Carl White strikes again.
It was, but like getting a blood nose when you're out. How often does it happen? When you're out, like at a night out. It's rare and it just so happened.
It only happens if your last name's Bianco because white spills on white.
Got really bad blood nose all down me. What? Down my white
shirt.
Where
were you?
I was outside. I was at a local establishment a few years ago.
Did you say the other day, just then?
No.
I swear you did.
Maybe, but I meant a few years back. Sorry. And I got a bad blood nose, like a real chugger all over me. And I went into the rooms, into the bathroom. I put soap down me and I fixed myself.
I just want the movie guy. Can I please,
soap is a life hack. Anyway, 0404 000 736. Your life hack. This is the Jonas Brothers. It's time to get to one of our favourites. And I feel like he needs a big introduction.
Why?
Because he's Lachlan Mackay.
Wow.
Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, joined us on the line this morning.
Is he also a stormtrooper? What's going on? I feel sick that I even know that reference.
Oh, Catherine, I'm so proud you know that reference.
I just wanted something real operatic of a movie track.
Operatic?
Well, you know... No, it's not operatic. I don't know. Catherine's here. Lachlan, have a chat to her.
Now, hello, Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy.
No, I'm not okay, all right? I'm sorry.
He's really, really rattled.
Frazzled, mate. Yeah.
She called me Carl White, and it's just, it's not right, okay? My name is Carl Bianco. It's not Carl White.
Which translates to white in Italian. And he wonders why things spill on him all the time.
I don't know if you caught the last few minutes, Lachlan, but basically she said to me, the reason I spill things on myself is because my name is Carl White. So when you wear white, you have a higher tendency to spill food on yourself. And that's the outcome she's come to.
That's sounds like it's fun times at the 88.3 studio this morning.
I love that our only contributor is also our biggest troll. Anyway, we're here, Lachlan, today to speak to you because my co-host, Carl Bianco / Carl White, is pretty fired up, aren't you?
Yeah, I am for a few reasons, but this is something I've been wanting to talk to you for a few weeks about, Lachlan. We had to cover the Oscars when we covered the Oscars, and that was great, and I'm glad we did. And again, I was wrong, and I apologise for that, but I don't apologise for that, that I said that Oppenheimer would bomb, and it didn't.
Hey.
It did very well.
Inappropriate pun.
No, it did. It won Best Picture, and we all know how that was relayed. Let's not go back to that, Al Pacino. However, I wanted to talk to you, Lachlan, about why there's so many sequels of movies. And the reason why I was triggered by the thought of this is because I was in the CBD, like I am semi-regularly, and I saw a poster for Kung Fu Panda
4. What?
Kung Fu Panda 4. And I thought to myself, surely we're not up to a fourth movie of this franchise. Why have we got so many of this movie?
All right, just going to slide past the Kung Fu Panda.
Thank you. See, this is, I know him so well. I was like, I'm going to just...
Look, I have a track record here. I called Kungs for a long time. I can't get my Kungs right. Thing. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
One of my favorite movies is? The movie about the giant gorilla called King Kong.
Ha, you can go
Swift
now, Lachlan.
Also had a lot of sequels.
Did it? Was it King Kong second and third? Or
no, it was called The Son of Kong.
Ah. Next you're going to get me on Donkey Kong? It's Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong? Or
Yeah.
Anyway, way to kill that joke. But yeah, Kung Fu Panda 4, from what I understand from the very quick little bit of research I did in the break, 10 years between sequels, is that correct? Between 3 and 4?
Yeah, so like, the first one came out 08, second one 2011, third one 2016, and now we've got the fourth one came out earlier this month. But in my research, because I'm not big into the Kung Fu Panda franchise.
Nor am I.
Shocker.
But in my research, they've been doing some TV series during that break in the release of the film.
Yeah.
So they did a holiday special on NBC, then they did a series on Nickelodeon, then a series on Amazon, then and a series on Netflix. So the franchise has been, it hasn't really stopped. It just felt like it stopped at the cinemas because we haven't had one since 2016. But movie sequels aren't, it's not something that's only prevalent now. I mean, the first movie sequel came out in 1916. As long as there's been film, there's been sequels.
Yeah. Something that irritates me, you made a great point, right? There is a tendency to have these TV shows in the meantime while they're in production for the next film. The thing that irritates me most about these side TV shows that come as a fend-off to the main production is the fact that they don't get the original voices all the time for these side shows. It's like, to me, I think it actually defeats a franchise when you do that. I don't know about you, Lachlan. Do you share my view on that?
I heard a story that Tom Hanks, when they need him to do the voice of Woody from Toy Story in something that he doesn't want to do, he just gives the job to his brother.
He does. Yeah.
See, now, I think that's okay because you're staying in the family and the voice likeness is very similar.
What, between you and your sister, Georgie? You got the same voice.
No, I'm talking about he's using his brother and they have this very similar tone. He could get his son to do it and you wouldn't be able to tell. I reckon their voices are very similar.
Okay, fair enough. But I want to know, we're going back to franchises because we're getting a little bit distracted here.
No, but it's true.
Lachlan, the best and most successful franchises, in your humble opinion, please.
Well, the best and successful would probably be two very different
answers. Agree.
I think, as of the time of this interview, I think the most successful would have to be the Marvel franchise, despite the fact that that's gone off the rockers since 2019.
Yep.
Like, I think that's made over a few billion dollars. I mean, one installment of that movie, of that franchise, made $2 billion alone.
Yeah, which
so that's
going to
be the most Avengers Endgame.
Ah, yeah, of course, yeah. I don't really pay attention to it, sorry.
That's all right.
That's just amazing.
I'm a movie guy, that's why I pay attention.
No, I know, and you're good at it. You bring us a lot of joy when you're on. And,
he's very good at it, thank you.
And I'm really grateful that you could bring that up, but I just disagree on that front. I'm personally, it's not one of my faves.
Okay. Well, what's one of your faves then?
Franchises. Mm.
If you say The Godfather, I'm walking out.
Well, it is. The Godfather is one of the greatest films of all time. 52 years ago that came out, would you believe? I read the other day. I wasn't born. I visited where they filmed The Godfather.
You read it the other day. Did your eyes see 52 years ago?
Sorry, Lachlan, you were saying?
No, I was just making an Al Pacino at the Oscars joke. Never mind.
Oh.
See, this is the thing.
My eyes see Oppenheimer.
Yeah. My eyes see that The Godfather was released 52 years ago.
Well, they made me an offer I couldn't refuse, so...
Hey!
Bada bing, bada boom, and I'm back.
I knew this segment would haunt me one day.
What?
It's finally come to fruition. What other franchises do we like?
Well, just on that, right? So we've got Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh, the best!
There's a new film in the works.
Shut up, Lachlan.
I'm not even kidding, right? I read that there's a new film of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about a new Happy Gilmore as
Yes, number two.
Yes, now, I did hear that
this one. This is another topic for the next time we talk, Lachlan, right? I want to bring this to your attention. People that have milked a character for longer than what they probably should have, because the guy who plays Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore, he has milked that for all he can.
And why wouldn't you?
Well,
but Carl, let me put it to you this way.
Yeah.
You just referred to him as the guy who plays Shooter McGavin.
Yeah.
But you didn't refer to him by his actual birth name.
Well, do you know it? Put you
I mean,
on the spot.
I do, but I don't want to. I don't want to.
No. Well, okay. Well, you tell me what it is, Lachlan McKay, our movie guy.
It's Christopher McDonald.
Oh, okay.
He all got right. you.
All right, you got me good. He's got me. He's got me.
Yeah. So I think. Hang on, we've completely veered off topic. What were we talking about? Bridget Jones's Fall.
Well, yeah, yes. Sure. We'll go with that.
Toy Story 5 is coming out.
Nah. Too many.
I mean, I'm a big Toy Story fan, but. So I'm okay with
I
that
think
one.
Many would argue as well that when they got to Rocky 5, that was too many. If we're talking
hey,
about...
Rocky, yeah, Rocky 4 is the best Rocky.
Thank you. It's great.
Okay.
I love
Catherine,
all of them.
Do you want to agree on
She's
that?
She's never watched a Rocky film in her life.
I've seen the first one.
No, that's a lie.
I have.
No, you haven't.
I suffered through it as a child.
What's Rocky's wife's name?
I don't know. It's not my
go.
Business.
There we go. Lachlan.
Adrian!
Anyway, we... digress.
What about the new Harry Potter TV show?
Don't want to hear about
out?
It. Don't care.
Oh,
not yeah. relevant. Sorry.
I feel like it's way too soon to,
thank you.
To do a remake.
100%.
And the films still hold up.
Yep, I totally agree.
I'd like to conclude by finishing on this thought, Lachlan McKay, this topic, okay? It, within our topic that we're talking about right now, which is movie franchises and
yes.
whether we are overcooking them by having so many effectively. I cannot believe that they are in production for a new version of The Naked Gun, and they're not using Leslie Nielsen, of course, because he unfortunately has left us. They are using a person who has a similar name in a remake, Liam Neeson, instead. Why?
Yeah, I don't... I don't know about that one.
I just don't get it. I don't get it.
The Naked Gun still... Okay, there may be the odd joke here and there that wouldn't fly in today's climate.
Yeah.
But more or less, it still holds up.
Yeah.
See, I was having this conversation with a mate of mine yesterday. They shouldn't be doing remakes of successful films. What they should be doing is making remakes of films that had solid premises but bombed horribly.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Yep.
I went to the movies the other night and I saw the new horror film, Imaginary. About evil imaginary friends, and it was atrocious. But the premise was strong, and that's what I think Hollywood should be doing. Taking movies that have strong premises and remaking those instead of your classics.
I like that.
Your Naked Guns, your Back to the Futures, your Harry Potters.
And then at the end, you have to vote in the cinema, which was the better version.
Yeah, I mean, well, if they're taking movies that bombed from the original, it wouldn't be that hard of a vote.
Ah, well said. On that note, Lachlan McKay, our movie guy, we will leave you with that because that was a very sensible and well put thing. And we
well
will,
put thing.
Yeah, unlike what I just said. And we'll touch base with you whenever we speak with you again. But thank you for your valuable contribution as always.
Always a pleasure, guys. And Carl, maybe pop to the hospital because based on this interview, I think you might be having a stroke, mate.
On that note, we're going to a break. Thank you, Lachlan McKay. You wanted to talk about somebody who has been on our TVs for a long time.
I do. Now, I would love to hear, as we wrap up the show by side, 0404 000 736, what have you had to do either for a good cause and you've said, you know what, for the benefit of everybody, I'm just going to have to do this,
yeah.
/ what have you had to do because you lost a bet? And I ask this because Kate Ritchie, of Home and Away fame. She's done some other acting bits and pieces, but she's a broadcaster now, is on a very successful breakfast radio show, was at a charity fundraiser last week. And one of her colleagues called her out and said, Kate Ritchie, you were on Home and Away for so many years.
Mm.
If you get up right now, sing into this microphone the theme song yeah. of Home and Away, we will donate to this charity. She was sitting in a long table. Everyone's looking at her. And she's like, are you serious? And because she's a good egg, she got up and did this.
She did this. You know we belong together.
Oh. I got inside. From the very first moment I saw you. Everyone now. Such emotion. All of you together. I'm walking alone. Yeah. I love the commitment. In front of everybody. She got up there. She did what she had to do. The money went to the charity. Respect to you, Kate Ritchie. Respect. But I want to know, Bianca, have you ever had to step up like that?
Plenty of times.
What have you done?
I also haven't stepped up on occasions like I did on our last cruise. I failed a bet. I lost a bet.
What was the bet?
The bet was that I had to get my hair dyed blonde. And I said, my hair's blonde enough. I'm not going to bother.
Oh, finally. So he finally admits it when it's convenient.
Admitting it for this context.
What was the bet, though? Can I ask?
Oh, it was two other blokes on our cruise decided to bleach their hair blonde.
Yes.
They did it, and good luck to them. And I said, all right, well, if I lose odds, which is a game that we also played a lot on the cruise, a silly game. Don't even think Basically, you pick a number between one and whatever.
And you say, and what are the odds?
And if you both get the same number, then you have to do a bet.
Mm-hmm.
Bet responsibly.
Yes.
Don't do this kind of thing. Don't throw it on yourself.
No.
Anyway, I lost one and like, all right, you got to get blonde tips. And then I didn't get blonde tips. I'm like, I'm blonde enough.
Yeah, boo.
Maybe in personality. Anyway, I talked about Eurovision.
Ding dong. My love for you is growing. Little correction.
Yeah.
It was from a movie called Eurovision. It wasn't in Eurovision.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I'm still thinking about Dami Im. How great was she?
Sorry, that was random.
Remember when she did the, what was it? The Sound of Silence. She nearly won it for us.
Was it her?
Yes.
Was it? Did she do it?
Yes.
Why am I thinking of another version of Sound of Silence?
That's Hello Darkness, My Old Friend.
Ah, yeah, that's true. This is Florence and the Machine, Spectrum. Oh, it's the slower version, anyway. Florence and the Machine, Spectrum, Calvin Harris remix. We got there in the end, which was good. I made sure I fixed my problem, which I created for myself. I'm a fixer.
I think it was the feedback from Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, that made you get your act together, just quietly.
Shh. Harps are playing. What have we learned today, everyone?
I learned that your answer to Girl Dinner is Broad Don't Trick On.
And it is a great answer, to be honest.
Pretty good.
It's a rather hilarious answer.
Are you still here?
I am still here, and stop asking me that.
I also learned today that you parked too close to my car.
We will have a look afterwards. I'm happy to take a photo of it. It's not that close, I don't think. It's...
hang on.
I'm getting a look here,
Colin,
from our program.
You can turn your studio on, please.
No.
Go on.
Centimetres from him.
I didn't hear that then. Did you say something then, Colin?
I think so.
Oh, there.
Yeah,
I heard.
There he is.
There we go.
Thoughts? Was it too close, do you reckon?
Centimetre, perfect.
Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate that. Hey, we've got to get out of here.
Now.
He's coming up after 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We'll have the Bayside Mayor, Councillor Fiona Stitfold. Let's get that right. Finance with Paul Gattell, which is one of my favourites, and Men's Health with Gillian Ramsden and Richard Chan. That's well-being as well with that. That's coming up after a bit of George Ezra's Shotgun.
I like it.
We're done.
Well done, everybody. Week off for us. Best of?
Yes, next week. And we'll be back the week after.
Have a great long weekend.
Happy Easter.
Bye. Alligator, see you later.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.